Hi everyone, this is just a quick boo to give people an update on what happened re Sky and the app and everything, because I put a general boo out asking for help, and there are some lovely people out there, there really are, both on Audioboo and on Twitter. Thank you very much indeed for your assistance. Just to update those of you who are unaware, when they changed the Sky app, it became inaccessible to a degree. A lot of it is less accessible than it used to be. And the day before yesterday, they discontinued the previous versions. They would no longer work anymore. So I had to find a way of still being able to set remote records. For those who aren't familiar, remote records are a way of setting recordings to your Skybox from another device, such as the computer via the internet or an app on the iPhone. And so thank you to several people, including booers and tweeters who sent some advice, for which I'm extremely grateful. Amy and Ellen were two on Audioboo, and AJS, I'm not sure what that's the name that I went by on Twitter, and Gavin as well, Gavin Griffiths, for all your help with that. It was much appreciated. And if I've forgotten anybody, I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember everyone. But to update you all on what I'm doing now is, thanks to everyone's advice, I'm using a combination of two apps to achieve what I need to achieve. Because you can no longer easily access the TV guide on the Sky app, there is a lovely little app called TV Planner Remote Sky, which the creator, the app creator, is very receptive to making it work with VoiceOver and is looking for suggestions, which is great. And there is the paid version is better, it's only £1.49, but that enables you to access the TV guide and set recordings. It also will allow you access to your Skybox if it's one of the newer models, if you want to use it for that. But I must admit, I prefer using the Sky app to delete recordings, etc. I just find the planner easier to look through, because it's not alphabetical, it's in time order. So I'm using the TV Planner Remote Sky for browsing TV guides and setting general recordings. But if I need to set a series link, because that's not available in that app yet, I'm using the search facility in the Sky app. Now, it's not easy because you have to turn VoiceOver off to access elements of the Sky app. But once you get to those elements, you can use it with voice on. So it's not as easy as it was, but it's workable. And it's the main thing is it's sorted, so I'm able to still continue recording things. So the purpose of this really was to let people know and maybe help them know what's available and how to get around it. If anyone needs help with the apps I've mentioned, drop me a direct message and I'd be happy to advise. And thanks again to those kind people who jumped in and offered me assistance when I really needed it. It was much appreciated. And I hope to return the favour at some point to you all by helping with something. So Sky is still usable and still settable on the iPhone and iDevices, which is fantastic. So thanks again, everyone, and bye for now. Thank you.